All right, this is important. The President of the United States just got caught spewing Russian propaganda verbatim once again, just straight from the Kremlin. And then he had the gall to claim that tomorrow morning he's going to hop on the phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin and, quote, end this awful war once and for all. So I thought I'd hop on and very quickly make a strong and concise video about why Trump isn't going to end the war. He doesn't have the power to. He's not smart enough to. And how Vladimir Putin is taking advantage of him every single step of the way. Let me just repeat what I said earlier. The President of the United States once again was caught spewing Russian propaganda verbatim, while behind the scenes, not even behind the scenes, out in the open, he's allowing Putin to just grab more and more land. I will be relentlessly covering this, and I want to start here with this video that I made a month ago just to lay the groundwork on how this has been going. I never again in my life want to hear that Biden had a weak foreign policy or was weak on Russia after our current president is having third grade level realizations about Vladimir Putin's intentions. He just tweeted out, "With all of that being said, there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities and towns over the last few days. It makes me think that maybe he doesn't want to stop the war. He's just tapping me along and has to be dealt with differently." Dude, of course he doesn't want to stop the war. Putin is the one that started the war. Trump's strategy has been to pause weapons and intelligence sharing with Ukraine, bully Zelensky in the Oval Office, and get Zelensky to lay down his weapons for a 30-day ceasefire while Putin continues to take land, kill civilians, and Trump scratches his head and wonders why his friend's not doing him a favor. It's extra disgusting that they had a sit-down photo op where Trump clearly was fishing for a historic photo, a historic peacetime photo with Zelensky right before the Pope's funeral, when he spent the last 100 days creating the perfect conditions for Ukrainians to just be slaughtered because he's dumb. I can't tell if he's a Russian asset or he's genuinely stupid. Is he a Russian asset or is he genuinely stupid? A lot of people have been debating me about that. And either way, it's the same end result. I think he's a malignant narcissist and Russia takes advantage of that. I have a friend who thinks that Russia pays him monthly through ACH transfer payments. And I'm like, if you're going to say that, you have to demonstrate somewhere that there are ACH transfer payments being wired to Trump, or else it's inherently a theory. But I digress. Either way, Trump sounds exactly like Russian state media. And I'm going to show you this video detailing exactly how.
Zelensky shouldn't have allowed this war to happen.
He's no angel. He shouldn't have allowed this war to happen.
Zelensky had a desire to fight Russia.
Zelensky decided that I want to fight.
Zelensky is gambling with World War III.
You're gambling with World War III.
Like, imagine a woman gets sexually assaulted. I know it's graphic, but the whole war is graphic. Imagine a woman gets sexually assaulted, and when she tries to hit back, Trump's like, she shouldn't have fought. She decided that she wanted to fight. That's literally the exact mindset that Trump is using, by the way. That's not even an exaggeration.
Zelensky's poll ratings are low.
His poll numbers aren't particularly great.
So, Ukraine has to have elections if it wants to sit at the negotiating table.
When they want a seat at the table, you could say the people have to... Wouldn't the people of Ukraine have to say, like, you know, it's been a long time since we've had an election?
This guy is so dumb. They had an election, and they elected Zelensky democratically. Now, a large portion of the country is at war. A large portion of the voting population has fled because they're at war. A large population is at the front lines, and any Russian influence in this next election could just ruin the entire country. So the idea that they can just hold elections when even Zelensky's opposition candidate, even like the opposite leader of the party across Zelensky in Ukraine, said, we don't want to have elections. It's in our constitution that we don't have elections because we don't want them meddled with.
Zelensky is disrespectful because he is used to talking to the Biden idiot.
What you're doing is very disrespectful. That wasn't with me. That was with a guy named Biden who is not a smart person.
There is great probability that Ukraine will become Russia.
There may be Russian someday.
Americans have adopted our point of view.
What has been said in this studio for a long time is now being said by the American administration.
It's such a pleasure to watch. We rejoice whenever this happens in the enemy camp.
They love this. They love watching Trump just bend the knee over and over and over. I mean, here's John Bolton, Trump's former national security officer. I mean, who's not a great guy himself, but he's right on this. And if you've made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like. And by the way, a lot of people keep getting unsubscribed from my channel, so go make sure that you're subscribed.
Kof knows nothing. In fact, he's more of a propaganda vehicle for Putin than anything else, conveying, for example, Putin's line that the Ukrainians inside Kursk province were completely surrounded, which turns out not to have been true. But that's what Putin told Witkoff. Witkoff told that to Trump, and Trump then said it publicly. I think Putin has already received enormous concessions from Trump, conceding that the U.S. is not pushing for full restoration of Ukrainian sovereignty and territorial integrity, no NATO membership, no NATO security guarantees, in effect, no U.S. security guarantees. What Putin has to be careful of is not pushing Trump too far, that he jeopardizes those concessions. But I think Putin believes he can get more concessions.
The art of the deal, folks. It's like reverse negotiation. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Trump is just over and over and over ceding leverage to Ukraine. For the dude that wrote The Art of the Deal, he has no clue how leverage works. I explain this all of the time, but in this negotiation right now, Russia does have more leverage as a function of their massive territory. They've got a larger population. They basically can just wait it out. That's what Russia does during wars. They just throw men into the meat grinder. Ukraine needs to gain more leverage through allies, through Western security guarantees, through weaponry, through NATO, whatever the hell. They just need to gain more leverage. But Trump has been removing that leverage. He removed weapon sharing, but then he removed intelligence sharing, but then he actually said they'll never join NATO, therefore giving Russia a stronger and stronger position. It is reverse negotiation. It's not the art of the deal at all. Only a malignant narcissist like Trump could engage in such a twisted form of reverse negotiation, where he just gives Putin more and more concessions without even caring whatsoever, at the cost of Ukrainian lives as well. Now, I want to play this clip of Trump spreading more Russian propaganda. Can I remind you, he says tomorrow he will be speaking with Putin on the phone, and just like, listen to this. Donald Trump will speak on Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin on ending the Ukraine war. Quote, the subjects of the call will be stopping the bloodbath that is killing on average more than 5,000 Russian-Ukrainian soldiers a week. The announcement comes after representatives from Ukraine and Russia held face-to-face talks in Turkey on Friday. It was the first time the two countries held direct talks at any level in 3 years. Trump has previously said he doesn't think there will be a significant breakthrough on peace talks until he and Putin speak directly. Why is CNN quoting that line? You know what they should say? Trump has previously said that he would end the war on day one. Trump has previously promised that he would end the war before he took office. Trump has previously promised that this war would end immediately. Trump has failed to reach all of those. That is how you report a president who lies. You don't just say, Trump has repeatedly said he doesn't maybe think there will be any breakthroughs unless they get on the phone with Putin. Like, bro, of course him, like, Putin needs to be engaging in the negotiations, but at least do it how Biden did it. Biden completely froze Putin out of the global order for the past 3 years until he paused the war. Once you pause the war, then you start the negotiation. Then that gives you more leverage. This dude does not know how leverage works. Trump said he plans to speak with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky and various members of NATO after he talks with Putin. Quote, hopefully it will be a productive day. A ceasefire will take place, and this very violent war that should have never happened will end. Lord have mercy. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov confirmed Sunday that preparations are underway. Quote, the conversation is being prepared, Peskov told Russian state news agency without further details. Quote, nothing's going to happen until Putin and I get together, okay? I'm just so sick of this dude. Let me play this clip.
And he wants to look good. Don't forget, this was supposed to end in 1 week.
He's talking about Putin, meant to end the war in 1 week.
And he wants to look good. Don't forget, this was supposed to end in 1 week. And if he didn't get stuck in the mud with his army tanks all over the place, they would have been in Kiev in about 5 hours.
That is not what happened. Okay, so Putin promised before the invasion starts that he'd be to Kyiv in 3 days. He said he'd be to Kyiv in 3 days. What happened is Ukraine was actually well prepared. We gave them the leverage through intelligence and military equipment that I was talking about earlier, and Russia was stopped in its tracks, not by weather, not by mud or rain or whatever, by the Ukrainian army and by thousands of lives that have been put on the line to protect Ukraine as a sovereign nation. The idea that Russia's tanks just got stuck in the mud is Russian propaganda, straight from the Kremlin. And that loops me back to the beginning of the video. The president of the United States once again has spread Russian propaganda on television. So I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate my videos, share them around. This is a good one to share because I go in depth on Trump's love for Russia. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section. I love hearing from you guys. Make sure you hit the like, subscribe, and peace out.